RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on RadioMD.
Oh, excuse me, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and I'm just stretching because my goal is to become a supple leopard. What is that? When I read the book Becoming a Supple Leopard, I fell off my chair. First of all, I was absolutely thrilled that the author, who is our guest today, Kelly Starrett, is a physical therapist, a coach, and also a speaker and creator of all kinds of cool movement websites for adults and for kids. And I thought, wow, we need a new twist on taking good care of ourselves, literally a new twist. And I think that Kelly has some secrets up his sleeve. And Kelly, welcome to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you on. And I want to know right off the bat, and so does everyone out there listening, what's a supple leopard?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for making time for us. You know, the supple leopard concept, one is, let's just talk about the least sexy, least fun thing we can talk about, which is stretching. Or, you know, pain, you know, performance, pain management. I mean, this is just a sort of a bucket hole where, you know, we don't shine light there unless it's really got our attention. And one of the concepts that we have is that, hey, what are the things that a human being should be able to do in terms of movement, right? And we know that the resting state of the human being is pain-free. I should be pain-free all the time. That's my resting state. And I'm probably going to be able to be 110. And if we add in the function, can I do all the things a human being is designed to do? And I should be able to do those things instantaneously. And the leopard alliteration is that, you know, a leopard can attack and defend at full physical capacity instantaneously. It doesn't warm up. It doesn't activate its leopard glutes. It doesn't attend a yoga class and do some strength training. So what happened with us? We don't have full ankle range of motion. What happened with us that we stopped having the skills to be able to squat down or put our arms over our head effectively when we swim? And really about establishing some bookmarks and some range of motion guidelines and turn the system back over to people. You should be able to perform basic maintenance on yourself, the basic stuff. You know, it shouldn't be rocket science. You shouldn't always have to speak to a professional person to find out that your quads are stiff.
Well, okay, so this is all cool. So this is applicable whether or not you're an athlete. Obviously, athletes have to spend more time doing this stuff. But I'm talking about the common woman out there listening to Her Radio right now. She's thinking, oh, no, jumping out of my seat and being a supple leopard? Rot-row. That sounds like a hard thing to do. So is it that hard? What does a woman do if she's been sitting around being sedentary?
Well, you know, what we want to do is honor the fact that people are experts in their lives. They manage so many aspects of very, very complex lives, complex social structure. My wife is a two-time world champion. She's an attorney. She's the CEO. We have a couple kids. And, you know, she's an expert in so many things. And yet, when you ask her about her body or about how the mechanics of her body work, what we see is that we haven't empowered anyone to really understand that. In fact, we've put some of that really fundamental knowledge behind walls, you know, and that if you have, you know, if you ran out of gas or your gas tank light went on, you would know to fill it up. No big deal. You go over there and you learn how to fill up the gas as a kid. It's just something that your parents teach you. And literally, pain. And I asked them, well, what are you doing about it? They were like, well, I stopped driving. That was one way of not running out of gas. I called the mechanic and said, hey, I need to set an appointment so I can get my car diagnosis. We don't have a template to understand anything about how our bodies work, and especially one that respects our time, our busyness. And really our program is simple, that we think in 10 to 15 minutes a day of working on your tissue health and mechanics, you can do a lot to improve your own pain, your own function, your own performance. And really, this is your right to be able to take a crack at fishing yourself. So what we try to do is create, hey, this is a Betty Crocker cookbook. Like, I don't know how to make a bisque, but I can go to the Betty Crocker cookbook and turn and immediately have a template or a recipe. And that's a guideline. So let's give people guidelines and then they'll make their decision.
Okay, well, let me ask you a question then. I mean, the book is Becoming a Supple Leopard. I highly recommend it to all of our wonderful listeners at Her Radio. In addition, you also are creator of MobilityWOD.com, which I think incorporates a lot of this template. So tell us about MobilityWOD.
Well, what we realized, you know, is that the new media, you know, we are... You know, it's nice to be able to sit down to a book and read a little bit and kind of pick and choose. But a lot of people are visual learners, and watching someone do something, you know, with a video or some basic instruction, it's very, very efficient. And what we realized was that if we, you know, there were some very simple commonalities of problems I was seeing as a physical therapist. Just our family has a meme about it, you know, that I would be like, there's really only like 8 problems in physical therapy, and everything is a function of those 8 problems. And when you just show people a little bit of what we're talking about and show them how they can influence that, then we can really start the ball rolling. So when we started this whole project, I said, you know what, Juliet? I told my wife, I was like, let's make a video a day for a year, and we'll just dump everything we know into YouTube. And currently on YouTube, in our like the archives, we have like 600 free videos. And then what we found was that we had a lot more to say about, you know, warming up and cooling down and better ways to swim and lift your kids and the whole thing about
it.
Really just showing people this is your physical self, and let's give you a template to understand how the physical self works. How do you stand? How should you sit? You know, why am I breathing inefficiently? Why, when I do double unders or jog, do I have some, you know, some bladder incontinence? These are all symptoms of the same issue. So we started a website called Mobility WOD, and WOD stands for Workout of the Day, where we've just gone a little bit deep diving, where we said, hey, look, here is an archive of lots and lots of video footage, about literally 1,000 hours plus.
Whoa.
We do a daily mobility prescription for people every day. Here's a 10 or 15-minute recipe. So that you don't have to think about it. Just jump in. And we have almost 900 episodes of the mobility prescription every day, because what we realize is, look, the system, the way it currently set, is that if you have a problem, you go see a professional person, fantastic. But that is just grossly inefficient. Let's start a conversation where you're noodling and starting to, you know, you overdo it. You play too much handball, or you went for a big hike, or you jumped in a soccer game.
Well, so Kelly, so right now, in addition to your wonderful book, Becoming a Supple Leopard, I want everyone to go out there to MobilityWOD.com, where you're going to be able to see the template real, you know, and you're going to be able to see in reality straightforward video of how you should, you know, what kind of good posture, how to stand appropriately, all the things we kind of blow off during the day. Breathing's another one. Now, Kelly, I'm going to challenge you with something. In the shortest period of time, just simply say the 8 things or so that PTs usually see as the big problems. What are those 8 things you said?
How about
okay,
this?
We only got a second, so here we go.
What is the basic schema for why we have the brains and nervous systems? So it's about moving us through the environment. And prioritizing your spine and spinal mechanics and central nervous system is first. So if you're sitting with shrimp back, or you have forward head on neck position, or you're rounded shoulder and you're not sitting like Thomas said, then all of a sudden we have a whole bunch of problems.
Gotcha.
All right.
Kelly.
Right? You start to
Kelly.
See, that's what we're talking
about. I gotcha. So what I want everyone to do out there is to go to Kelly Starrett's fantastic website, MobilityWOD.com. Also go to StandUpKids.org. It's for kids. It's fantastic. And get his book, Becoming a Supple Leopard. Thank you so much, Kelly, for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.